and make sure it's recording.
Singing Fine Living is rapper's dream.
Yeah, and I ain't even got a rap. It's great.
He's like, yeah. Oh man.
Nah, it's gonna be a good night.
All right, hold on. Let me
get the bombs ready. You know what I mean? It's lit. Boston's finest. Go ahead. You can start that show.
It's lit. Yes, sir.
Turn it off for Charlie. Hold on. It's a different night tonight. You feel
you know what I'm saying?
My nigga brought the glasses.
You know what I mean? Y'all got these bright ass lights in here, my nigga.
Hey, it's only right. You feel me? It's only right, bro.
Appreciate y'all, man. This one's
like brand.
Dog nigga, I rain a check right on the bitch head. Pop a Percocet, cream soda when I mix red. Dog shit, that's 300 racks, yeah, I got big bands. Fuck her front to back while my bitch watch, call me Big Ben. Pretty beef, rich nigga, so they envy me. Pop out Cullinan on 26s, it's just me and Keith. That's Kiera, yeah, I bust her wrist, spend like 53. I put 28s on the track, all could barely fit.
Yeah, man, we gotta get the right.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's that? Who's that last record?
Last one? That was Ice Way of Fizzle.
Okay.
It's lit.
Say, I've been the hardest regardless. I don't want to bargain. I'm straight as a bird. Like that. All of my faith in it bought it. I won't be a target. Don't know what you heard. Told him whenever I'm started, I fuck up the party. These niggas gon' learn. And lately been thinking about Marley. He knew I could make it. I gave him my word. Hey, I'm about to show him the ropes. Go get some money. Don't worry about a hoe. Out in the south, I'ma be in the open. Play with that bread, you could die for a loaf. Put on the show, they gon' think I'm the host. Them niggas saw me, thought I was a ghost. Not being cocky, they say I'm the goat. I'm the one headed down like a tag in a float.
Yeah. Welcome to another episode. Another Patron episode. I gotta figure out a new intro.
Yeah, I gotta figure out a new intro for this. You definitely need to figure that one out.
Can't do it. Can't use that regular one, shit. Well, we in a Patreon episode. Another one here with the one and only.
Yes, sir. Charlie Machine, man. CWTFB Radio.
See, that's why I like potters. I actually know how to pod.
Yeah, I like that.
Man, we're right straight to it, man.
How y'all feeling, fellas, man?
What's poppin', my nigga?
I'm good, baby.
Good to see you, my guy.
Appreciate y'all having me, man. You know what I'm saying? We ready to talk some shit, nigga. What up?
This nigga living his rapper's dream.
You know what I mean? I look good, right? You know what I'm saying?
Talk your shit. She can put on 30 pounds, nigga.
Yeah, it don't matter.
Shit, I love it, yo. Oh, shit, what's poppin' with you? What's up, Sam? What's poppin' with you?
Yo, man, I'm happy to see y'all, man. You so, what's a somber Saturday night?
Yeah, it's a chill night. Ain't nothing too crazy.
What episode is this for y'all? Like 300-something?
We on like 2-something,
I don't know. Regular episode? I think we're over 300 now.
Yeah.
Niggas don't keep counting.
Y'all niggas, yeah.
We stop keeping count, bro.
Yeah, we can he just started putting titles on shit.
Yo, the titles is lit, man. You know what I mean? Because the titles be making niggas want to click on it sometimes. They be like, what?
Boring, dog.
Like that shit with the glizzy. With the icy, that was a crazy title, nigga. You know what I mean,
niggas don't want to be boring no more.
Like, yo, all right, that's what you want to do.
He's like, hey,
I don't want to be on that. You know, we are the world shit, bro. Yeah. I hate that shit. Like, I hate seeing the titles when it's always like, oh, how is Boston gonna support Boston? Like, I hate that.
Oh no, that's
bro.
A whack ass title.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Quick and simple.
Be different,
yeah,
bro.
Exactly.
How's your week been, though, bro?
Week's been good, man. I just got back from DR last Tuesday,
there you
man.
Go.
You know, that was good.
Family time was solo.
Yeah, family time.
Family time. I feel
like
you.
The whole family. Like my sister-in-law, her family.
Oh, all right. Yeah,
my mother-in-law was there. My sister-in-law's mother-in-law was there. Like it was a whole affair.
Yeah, the whole shit, bro.
It was dope, man. It was dope. You know, my son like split his fucking face open. Bro, he ate a whole bookshelf in the gift shop.
Oh shit!
To get like 4 stitches. Nah, he's straight now.
Baby Chiz.
You know what I mean? Nah, he's good.
Yeah,
he's good.
Yeah.
And you know these DR hospitals, my nigga.
It ain't the same.
They see me walk in with jewelry, nigga, and they're like, yeah, they're like, yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
Take care of your baby. Don't worry about it.
1,000 pesos.
Was that your first time being in DR?
No. No, I mean, I'm Haitian, so, like, I've been to DR before.
You always in the same spot.
You know what I mean? Cross the border.
So, when you go to DR, you go to Haiti, too, right?
Nah.
No?
You don't want to go to Haiti.
Oh, damn, don't say that.
Ain't shit really.
Nah, I can't let you rock with that. Yo. I can't let you. I got Haitian boys, nigga. You wildin' out.
Look. Look,
I don't know this nigga look, like that.
Look, get the fuck out of here. No, what I'm saying is this. What I'm saying
I'm not co-signing that, yo.
What I'm saying is this. Right now, bro, them gangs in Haiti got different. Everything on smash.
Nah, 1,000%.
If you ain't plugged up, nigga, you not going to Haiti, bro. Yeah. And, you know, the tourist area is, like, real small. It's by the border and shit like that. So, like, you know, a lot of, you know, the fucking Saxons that want to go over there. They're like, I went over there to have some grill.
Right? Yeah, 1,000%.
That's the only little concentrated area, though. Go to, but that's I want to be in the city, nigga. Like, I want to be in the city.
Nah,
blicked up, get me a driver that's blicked up, and then we're good,
bro. He laughed at me when I said, when I go to Africa, I want to be blicked up by the fucking kids that got the AK-47,
bro. My nigga,
bro. Put my
if I catch
my
a body
hands.
In Haiti, nigga, you know how easy that is to get away with.
It's lit. He's not lying,
hey.
Bro.
Hey, as an immigrant, I'm not agreeing with these American kids.
Oh,
I'm an immigrant. I'm not agreeing
all
with
I gotta
these
do
niggas.
Is, I got to pay off an official, my nigga. And then it never happened.
I don't know what they talking about. I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? Back home, Nigeria is a peaceful place. We love each other.
Yeah, when y'all got lights.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow. Wow. He said, when y'all got lights.
You know what I mean? Hey, listen, bro. Nah. Hey, listen.
Nigga said, power the generator.
Back home, it's the same thing. You definitely want somebody who holds the whole block
absolutely.
Down. You can't
absolutely.
Get you rolling the streets. Crazy. That's not.
Absolutely.
They can smell you. They can smell America the minute you come off the plane.
Oh, for real?
Oh.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, once you come off that plane with that glistening skin, nigga, they're going to be like,
got
him.
I'm ready for war. Fuck it, man.
Nah, you don't want that.
Hey.
It's not the kind of war you think it's going to be.
Hey, listen.
It's not, nigga.
If it's going to happen, it's going to happen, dog.
But now, other than that, I mean, you know, we just wrapped up the 200th episode of Vance.
Shout out to y'all. Appreciate it, man.
You was in the building.
Yes, I was.
I mean, appreciate
yes,
you pulling out, my guy.
How was the show, bro?
It was good, man. It was good. I liked the support that we had in the room, right?
We definitely did.
We had a lot of motherfuckers
in the
room.
We had a lot of niggas in the building.
You know,
I will say that.
All types of niggas, too. We had hood niggas. We had backpack niggas. We had white niggas. We had all types of motherfuckers.
Listen. He saw me. I was an all black. Niggas couldn't recognize me. I was like, I know where I'm coming. It's nothing but niggas in here.
It's lit.
And I don't fuck with that. I know what type of niggas in here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he's like, I couldn't recognize you. That's the whole point, nigga. You gotta
you was real incognito
you
with
got
it.
Really
you know what I'm saying?
Over here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I will say, I did appreciate that niggas came out to support y'all.
No.
Yeah, it worked.
Definitely.
It's lit.
That's fire.
That lets everybody know that you are supported.
Yes.
Even with all the bullshit, don't matter. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
But
here we go. Here we go.
Y'all need more bitches around y'all, my nigga.
Yeah, you definitely need the moisture, bro. You definitely need the moisture.
Yo, it's crazy.
Hey,
I was like, yo, this all the ladies in here is like family, my nigga. Like,
yeah.
Nah, yo.
Those are the only ones we need, nigga. Nah, you know what I mean? Like, what you want me to do?
I wanna be comfortable, not be like, I don't know what this nigga looking at. I need shorties around me, bro.
But you know how hip hop goes,
bro.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Hip hop is this. You're gonna have the shorties there, but they're gonna be one of the rappers' baby moms, bro.
Right?
It's lit
on dogs, bro.
That's not my business,
and, bro. You don't get it.
That's not my business.
But you don't get. I'm gonna keep.
That's not my business. Are you saying in terms of trying to bag them and shit?
No. See,
here we go.
What you mean? Explain to me.
Let me break it down for you.
Explain to me, please.
Let me give the silence so that way to be correct. Right. What you got to understand, bro, is that when you invite certain women might be from certain hoods, right? Certain women might be certain niggas' baby daddies.
Okay.
So certain women might show up
babies,
on bullshit.
Baby's moms. Baby daddies.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Baby moms. I'm right?
Okay.
That was wild.
But they might show up on bullshit.
I understand that.
Right?
I understand
or they might
that.
Call their baby daddy there because there's a certain nigga there.
Right.
Like,
okay.
Right.
I understand
right.
that.
Right.
Okay.
So,
all
you know, what Charlie's going to understand is that, you know, as they elevate, their audience is going to expand.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right, it's going to be more
I look diverse. At the metrics, though.
Yeah.
My female audience is like 9%.
It's lit.
That shit's non-existent, nigga.
That's because you be running them away,
yo,
dog.
Yo, yeah, you're scaring the hoes, bro.
Can't be scaring
the hoes,
bro. Nah,
you can't be
scaring the hoes, bro.
Nah, I get it, though, because, like, you're pleasing your audience, so he knows his audience.
You
like,
can still please shorties,
like, bro. Like, for us, Charlie, when we did our first show, we did, like, we was only supposed to have 50 people in there. We had like 100 something, yeah, right?
That's dope.
It but it was up. Mostly shorties.
Right.
Right?
It's lit.
You had to let it on, nigga. He's a hey, mostly hey. Shorties,
yo. But the only reason why I'm saying that is because Sho and I had to learn, like, yo, we're going to get support from the women because the niggas going to follow the pussy.
That's always. A fact.
Right?
That's always. A fact.
When niggas go to the club, you go into the club
for shorties.
For the yeah. box that's getting yeah, 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 free yeah, before yeah. 11, bro. Right?
Yeah.
1,000.
So for us, it's like we just understood, like, all right, we got to mix in what the shorties like from us because you got to understand, like, when we doing the battle of vibe shit, we battling each other, but we're really entertaining people.
Facts.
Right? So when people be doing these live shows, a lot of niggas just be stale out here and just be sitting there and niggas be like pissed that they paid $30.
I will say,
that's dude, a fact.
Watching y'all live show, I get why you chose to sit down.
Yeah.
Definitely moving around would have been an issue.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because y'all were definitely lit, so I understand
oh
that.
Oh my God, nigga.
Definitely understand
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
But.
It's lit!
I got a bone to pick with your squad a little bit.
What's
oh,
up?
Shit, what?
You know what
what's
I'm saying? It's not necessarily you.
Okay.
Not necessarily you, because you do enough as it is, so I'm going to give you props. Okay.
You know, do
appreciate
lot,
you.
Bro.
Appreciate
they,
you.
They
a
might
lot,
not,
bro.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
no bullshit.
It's saying really for you. It's saying it's the first time I understand this is really, and I was only there for 30 minutes.
Right.
So I don't have a real. You know what I mean?
Right.
I can't really tell you how the show was, nothing like that, because the beginning's always like you're yeah. trying to get the flow going.
Yeah. Right.
I got you.
You gotta feel
but
the
I will
out.
Say, I did not miss the part where y'all decided to speak on the young boys from Bad for the Community.
Wait, y'all spoke on them?
They spoke on them for like 2 minutes. Nothing crazy. It was okay. Nothing crazy because the person that should have went crazy did not.
Who's that?
Who's just Cash.
Why?
Because he's the funny man, and we had a conversation.
Put me up on speed because I don't be watching certain shit.
Sam, I'm gonna fuck you up.
Nah, real shit.
So you know what the Bava community did to these niggas?
Tell it for the audience.
Oh my nigga, for real?
Yo, Charlie, this is how we follow.
Tell them, Show.
For those who don't know,
what they do, Show.
Them niggas was talking shit because of the, you know, the BMAs as they should. Boom,
right.
Boom, boom.
Right.
And they call out the young boys. The young boys came back on some Jay-Z takeover shit.
Okay.
You thought so?
Nigga, bro.
That's what you got from that?
Listen, what these young niggas did to these old ass niggas,
right.
Bro. That shit was so classic and so smooth. And I was like, that's a creative way of fucking niggas up without fucking niggas up the way they should have. Because they were polite to y'all niggas. They were polite.
It came like the way that I took it when I saw it.
Uh-huh.
It came from a place of like they didn't understand the jokes. Like they was hurt.
They
was hurt, nigga. Like they was hurt, bro. They was just like,
hold
yo, where did this come from?
Hold
like
on,
you know, whoa.
On.
And then they're like, oh well, you know, the only reason they're popping is because of the red cups and raps, right, nigga? Yes, the fuck.
Yo.
That's all shit. Like, what are you talking about, bro?
Wait,
that shit was not surgical at all, bro.
First of all, you gotta give him his props, right? They created something called Red Cups and Raps, right?
It's lit.
Because a lot of niggas out here don't got their own segments.
First and foremost, I never took nothing away from what.
No, I'm giving him his props though.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay,
because,
okay.
Because when he came to us, like we had the It's Lit tag, so when we was telling him, like, yo, you gotta get something that's gonna identify
1,000%.
With your audience. You feel me? So the Red Cups and Rap, when I seen it, I was like, oh.
That's fire.
That shit's genius, nigga. It's a Red Cup.
See that? Mm-hmm.
And
see
he
that?
Got the logo and all that shit? Come on.
It's lit.
I'm a champion, niggas. Go
1,000%.
Ahead,
anyways.
Nigga said so, Gina can't save you.
Oh.
It's lit.
Who's Gina?
The new co-host. Yeah.
Wait. We're gonna get to that.
We'll get to all of that. But for me, for what they did to y'all.
Yeah.
With the way they present the presentation.
Yeah.
The key.
Yeah.
Like they hit y'all niggas as musicians. Like the way that they spoke, everything was fire.
But they're supposed to be musicians.
1,000 super creative.
Do you know one song by Rob?
Oh, no, I never said any of that.
You know one song by Tomo?
I don't care about any of that.
The only one that's really a talented musician is Nix.
Nate Nix. I've definitely said a name.
That nigga can rap.
He can rap. But
you know,
St.
Eves, he's a producer. He make beats and all of that. That's cool. That's cute.
I don't give a fuck about none of that. All I know is what I saw for what they did to y'all was hilarious and funny to me.
Did he respond?
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Did he respond?
He was chill on that day.
I did. I said some shit. But you know.
I got to give him his props.
On the live show or through the Instagram shit?
No, on IG. Like, and I didn't go crazy
that.
On the live show neither.
No,
we already
no,
did what
it.
We did.
No,
yeah.
I ain't said none of that. But I had a convo with Cash from the side in the DMs. And he's like, yo, watch what I do in the live show. I said, I'll be in the house, no
it's
doubt.
Lit.
And he did nothing.
He ain't do shit.
He ain't do shit.
See, I didn't even
know. You can't say, oh, these niggas is younger than... Yeah, you, like, yo, I'm tired of this rhetoric that niggas ain't supposed to feel nothing if you say something.
Wait, hold on. So, you know that niggas, you know, change up when it's live time. Show, bro.
Right.
Listen. No,
stand
no.
on business, my nigga.
No. Think about this, though, because even with us, when we first did our first, like, well... We did a show over at Lace. Shout out to Jamil.
Yeah.
Shout out Lace.
Shout out to Terminology and mm-hmm. Ed OG. That was our first guest. Right?
That's fire.
But our shit with the vibes, like even you said it, like when you see the lights, bro, it's different.
It's a different feel.
It's different,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Because every week we have spectators.
But if I have something to get off my chest, I'm standing on it right there because that's my moment.
Okay.
That's your Jadakiss moment.
But you also
you got to take that.
But show, you also like conflict, bro.
Yeah, you're a super confrontational person.
Like, come on, bro.
Stop saying all that. I'm not.
It's not a bad thing, nigga.
It's just the definition of
confrontation.
I didn't say it was.
Hold on, show.
What's up?
It's the Patreon, right? So look.
Say what you want to say.
It's the Patreon.
Relax. I know.
Don't make me come on my mouth, nigga. I'm trying to keep it cool.
Hold on. Because I'm just saying, I know if somebody's driving and listening, they're like, yo, these niggas sound like they about to... I'm just saying, like, mm-hmm. niggas is always going to be different for the live shows, right? And when you in front of the lights, you sauced up. You might have smoked. You
I'm
drank.
Ready.
Oh, yeah.
So ready.
Oh, yeah.
But you might
I'm ready
be ready.
Yeah, yeah, I'm ready.
But this is Cass's first show.
You right.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So y'all want, nah, I'm still not taking my phone.
Let's keep it real. That whole show was probably set up by Chiss.
I mean, I can't confirm nor deny those allegations.
Well, so... We haven't put the clip out. We didn't because I wanted to say it to your face.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I did give you props. I was like, yo, Cash, at the end of the day, we know who does most of the work. There's certain points where you got to do your job, bro.
Now, wait.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Do people help you with the show?
Oh, for sure.
Okay,
I mean, as far as what are you talking about? Like setting up, like production? Mm. Yes, production is
No. Planning your show.
Not really, no.
It comes more so with whatever you guys talk about with your guests and with people and your co-hosts. Basically, you're coming up with by yourself.
Well, no. I mean, the host, we'll have an outline of what we want to talk about and shit like that.
Because I'm just trying to figure out, you
produce
how you
guys the
whole
show.
Shows.
Yeah, essentially, yes.
If you were to put a tag on it, you're the producer.
I'm the producer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, that's what
and the executive producer.
Exactly, yeah.
I don't direct the whole show, though.
Yeah,
that's why I love the Sound Lab, because... We have people there too, Dominic.
Yeah, but
that's fire though. I like that you guys include other people because it gets people a shine and it gets them their recognition.
Oh, for sure,
1,000%, and the experience they did.
Yeah, for sure,
1,000%. Go ahead, give them their tag.
Because everybody knows as podcasters, it's hard to find good help.
Oh, absolutely,
genuine help.
It's but you know, in reality, man, my team's been the same since like episode 30. You know what I mean?
Wait,
like,
hold on,
besides the hosts.
Okay.
Right?
I'm about to give you the trumpet.
Besides the hosts. The female hosts have fluctuated, right?
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, honestly, Bells never moved, she would have never left.
I like Bells, but I liked her towards the end because she started coming out her show.
Yeah, she started coming out her show.
She started coming out her show because she was very, like, you know.
And that's what I said to her.
It's an imagery issue.
I was like, yo, fam, like, you leaving at the wrong time. Yeah. Like,
you just getting your
right.
Getting
like, you really, you know what I mean? You really getting in your bag.
You're getting comfortable.
And now you
want
to move to Atlanta. Like, what the fuck?
See, but now I liked when y'all moved from her to Chanel.
Uh-huh. It's
lit. Shout out to Chanel, right? And when y'all brought her on... I didn't know.
Yo,
didn't
Joe, why you laughing, man?
I don't know why that nigga laughing.
Behind no paywall, I'm just going to keep you in a buck with me.
Well, let me get my shit on first,
yeah,
right?
Go ahead, look, keep it in a buck with me.
Because for us, we always liked that you added Chanel because, like, we always thought, like, you need that third voice. Sometimes you need
y'all
a third
voice.
Y'all
were way too much man shit up there. It was heavy man shit up
there. Time out.
Right.
We was man shit before Mikey.
Oh, my God.
That sounds kind of crazy.
That
sounds kind of crazy.
Hey,
like, yo, Mike, I got nothing to do with that, bro.
Hey, listen. He ain't gonna see
what the fuck?
He ain't going to see unless he pay for the paywall, nigga. You feel me? Niggas don't get it for free.
Word.
You feel me? The fuck? But...
Ain't no logins for you, nigga.
But when I seen you guys bringing Chanel, what made you pick Chanel? Like... Because I know y'all didn't do, like, the guest host like y'all did recently.
Right. Honestly, man, I just looked around in my corner, like, the people who were around. I felt like...
Sit up real quick, bro.
I felt like
I
Chanel...
Know I was gonna look crazy when you edit.
I know...
Oh, yeah. You go, too.
I know Chanel, wanted to have a voice.
Right.
At the time. And It was really gonna be a trial, I ain't gonna lie, at the beginning, but then
because it's your friend,
right? Like, I've known Janelle since I was 13 years old. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like, you know, we was like, you know what, fuck it, man, let's give Nell a shot. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, it worked. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It definitely did.
Until it didn't.
Why didn't it work, bro?
I don't know. You gotta ask her that.
Oh man. all I know is it's good that I'm not a gossipy ass nigga, bro.
Oh, you know gossip?
I'm just saying, it's just good I'm not. I'm just gonna keep it. I'm gonna respect his wishes. Nah.
If you heard some shit, let me know. Because I ain't heard shit.
We haven't spoken months. We good.
You know what I mean?
Wait, time out. Y'all haven't spoken months, bro.
We haven't spoken in months.
Y'all won awards together.
We haven't spoken in months. One award together.
All right, so
maybe two.
All right,
two?
All right, let me.
Yeah, it was two.
So this is. This.
Hey yo.
So wait, hold on. My thing is this, right? Y'all had so much rapport. You know, since 13, y'all won awards together. Y'all ride or die together. I thought y'all was like fucking Rough Riders. No bullshit. You want to be real? You know what I mean?
No, but look, I'm gonna tell you like this. Chanel publicly wanted to always separate herself from the bullshit that we was going through, Cash and I, right?
Yes.
On Twitter and shit like that. Yep. And like, you know, little subs.
Yep.
We spoke about it. She continued to do it.
I think she realized to be in this game, you really, really gotta be like a shark.
What you mean?
As in, we don't hold no punches. It don't matter for us.
I don't get it. What you mean?
What we do,
right?
Us three and those of our caliber, right? There's certain things where when it comes to when this mic turns on,
right,
there's no like, oh, you're this, you're that. No, it's on.
Do you feel like she ever stood in her opinion? Like, say if you and Cash were agreeing on something, do you feel like she was riding for the team, or she was just always just a difference in opinion?
It wasn't always a difference.
Okay.
But when there was a difference, it was a strong difference, and she would stand on that. And I'm not mad at that.
Right.
It's just the public perception, you know, going out like, oh, I ain't in it. Nobody fucking said you was in it. Let's be real.
I've been there, bro.
Let's be real.
I've been there.
Like, let's be real.
I've been there.
Everybody knows that Cash and I, we're the antagonists.
Yes,
1,000%. But you know what?
Nobody ever tried to drag her into anything.
Nah, y'all did it.
So for you to continuously publicly say, I'm not in it, I'm not in it, and it's like, stop doing that.
But the reason why you have to is because the same way Angela Yee had to do it with the Breakfast Club.
Facts. She's not in it.
She had to always say, I'm not in it. That's not Charlamagne.
Because that's man shit that they're in. Yeah, it's man shit.
But
so
you
I'm
know,
not in it.
But men understand that.
True.
Right?
Sure,
and it's like,
sure,
it doesn't
do
have to be said.
Rules. They do not play by our rules.
But I also think it's hard. Well, I don't think it's, I don't think, I believe. I definitely believe it's hard to do anything with childhood friends, bro. It's hard. It's difficult, bro. It's not going to be
emotional
easy.
Childhood friends.
It's lit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Show. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Nah, for real.
He's right.
Bro, like, I've gone through it. Plenty of...
You know what I mean?
It's lit.
Because me and Cash, like, literally will fist fight, my nigga. And then laugh about it right after.
But that's how men
are. You know what I mean? Like,
that's how men operate.
You know, and...
Like, it's not long-term emotional, like, effects to us.
Like, literally, I called a nigga the next morning, like, yo, my nigga, you got that rip shot was crazy.
Facts.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Facts. Like, you know what I mean? Like, all right, you slumped me, my nigga. Like, all
right,
cool.
But it's harder when you got women, because you got to think about their feelings. Especially when it's a female friend that you know when she's 13.
And look, I ain't mad at her for separating herself, whatever.
Right.
I just hate the fact that we're not speaking because of a podcast. That's corny to me. You know what I mean?
That is an issue.
Yes.
I agree.
1,000%.
I agree.
It's not that deep.
It never will be.
It's not that deep.
It never will be.
Relationships should not be ruined over a pod, yo.
Well, time out.
I got to say in my system. I'm trying to keep it as positive as I possibly can, bro.
Let me take it then, right?
You know what I mean? Like, damn.
Let me take it then, right? Because... Let's be realistic. When you got somebody involved with the podcast shit and they got a partner, it's not always just them. You feel me? It's them and their partner. Because you got to also understand, she bounced whatever decisions off not to talk to Charlie off her partner, bro. Because her partner wasn't there before she knew Charlie.
I don't know if he had anything to do that.
Oh.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think so, bro.
The reason why I don't agree is because I know with him and his partner, bro, there's certain things that he has to run by her, bro.
Right.
And there's certain things that she's not going to be privy to that just him and I speak about. But
right.
if if he were to stop showing up on the podcast, I'm sure he talked to his spouse about it, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You mean after the fact? Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
I'm
absolutely.
Not saying like the spouse.
I thought you meant like that was like he was a part of the reason why.
Yeah, nah, I didn't.
She stopped
like,
picking
nah.
up my phone calls and shit.
Well, no. Well, think about it, right? Because when you having your hardships with her, right? And you guys don't agree on certain shit, she got to go home to somebody and talk about it, bro.
Of course.
Well, a man's always going to be on her side.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. But
I mean, they recently got engaged. I reached out to him and said congrats. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
He responded.
I mean, yeah. No, of course he did.
Okay. That's
I'm pretty respect. Sure if I call him right now, he'll pick up. I just can't say the same for her.
Damn.
I love you now. If you ever going to watch this.
Don't you hate that, though?
It is what it is, bro.
Like,
you know,
like when their spouse is cool with you?
It takes time. It takes time.
I can't do that.
You know, my thing is like, look, man, I don't feel bad about nothing. I would do it all over again the same exact way. It is what it is, nigga.
Out of all your three, before I give it to show, out of all three.
Oh, no, you good. Go ahead.
Out of all three.
Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
Best to worst. Or not best to worst, but favorite to least favorite.
Hold on. We can't put Gina in there.
Why not?
Because she's too new, bro.
No, I can barely... Gina's been there, bro.
Nah.
Gina was there when we did the panel shit. You can't say that, bro. She's been around.
Gina was on the mic. Shit. Bro.
Oh, nah. She pulled up for the vibes.
Yeah, but she wasn't on the team yet. Bro.
Okay. Well, speak on how like Gina starts to fit in with you guys then. Because they're all three of them are different in their own way.
All different, bro.
Super
much
different.
So. Yeah.
Gina helped me out and did the episode with Logan Forbes, Untitled Export.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Logan. You know, it was a cool conversation, whatever. Yeah. And then she was doing her thing with her pod, and you know, it started slowing up. And I was just more like, "Yo, look, do you want to stay in this creative space?
Right.
We have an opening, right? Like, you know, and
she's like Molly on First Date.
And you know, we did a whole bunch of guest hosts,
right?
Prior to that, right? And it was dope. Like, I really thoroughly enjoyed that time of this year.
I seen y'all do y'all Breakfast Club shit. I was like, oh, this shit's clever.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed that because we had what was it? Miss Hot Sauce.
Shout out Miss
Hot Sauce. Shout out Leticia. Shout out Beba. Shout out Y Sham. Shout out Sin.
Y'all went crazy.
I just wanted a female voice to continue with us because.
Three niggas up there would be too much.
Oh, my God.
For y'all niggas.
Especially if, like, we all think the same way.
Yeah, it'll turn into a street podcast.
Eight times out of ten, me and Cash are going to agree. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So if you.
Blind leading the blind.
You know what I mean?
Crazy, yo.
So if you got, you know, somebody else who literally is on the same page as us all the time, it's not going to be entertaining. So, well, it was like, all right, let's.
Is it difficult bringing people along to learn how to pod? Because I know a lot of people that go on the pod for like the first time, they're not even used to hearing their voice.
Yeah, it takes a lot.
But I think that's why we kind of chose who we chose.
Okay,
you know what I mean? As the guest host,
the experience.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why Shane with DJ? She do this shit all day.
Yeah,
no.
Leticia,
literally
everybody we brought on as a guest host.
No, but I mean, like,
used to their voice. Already.
Yeah,
but I'm talking about in terms of like the people that you stick with, like Gina, Chanel. You know what I mean? Like,
was
it hard like bringing them along and trying to teach them like the dry spots or when to jump in? Because for sure,
I'm still trying to figure out a strong, no disrespect to the women.
Oh,
no
man.
Disrespect.
Here we go.
No disrespect.
Here we go.
No disrespect. No disrespect.
Here we go, Charlie.
But I'm actually really trying to think of a strong podcast, like woman that's consistent. There's a bunch before, prior.
From out here or
out
in
here,
general?
Out here.
Okay.
It used to be Henny and Hot Wings.
Yeah, 1,000%. That's what I'm saying. Like that's more that's consistent now.
There was before,
but I'm saying like now who do we have as a woman that's like standout podcaster?
Inside the Maze.
It's lit.
Synergy.
Inside the Maze.
Sin.
Sin and them.
Sin. She used to be on BNF. Well, technically she still is, but you know, D Mall's doing his time right now.
Right.
I don't pay attention to none of that, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, you don't pay attention to other pods?
Not really. I keep
it. No, he don't pay attention to D Mall. That's what it is.
No. That's
petty.
Hold your head, my nigga.
Free D Mall, man.
Oh, hold your head, my nigga. Oh, yeah. Nah, man, we matured over that, bro. You good.
That man for sure.
Yeah, yo, 1,000%. I respect what you did.
Yeah.
don't nobody deserve to be locked up.
Nah, not at all. I'm never going to do that. I wish I don't nobody, yo.
What else you got, show?
Listen, Charlie, what's poppin', bro? You seen what you doing out here? Like I said, ain't no hate.
Nah, of course not.
But this mature side of you kind of pisses me off a little bit.
Nah,
this
mature side?
A little bit.
What you mean?
Little bit. Because I've been listening lately and I'm like, yo, Charlie's really just, he's just kind of coasting right now. Bro.
Yeah. No. I got a question now.
Okay.
Do you feel like you're able to be, do you feel like you guys are creative?
Oh, See, I was going around about, but that's exactly what I was going to say.
I think,
the reason why I'm saying this, because I always want to give you time in between to answer, because it sounds good even with the beat in the background. You know what I mean?
It's lit.
Did you make this beat, nigga?
Nah, come on. Yeah, nigga.
I know, relax.
Oh.
Because he keeps talking about the beat, my nigga. Yeah, I was like, who made this shit, nigga?
Like, shit. Nah, like, bro, for me, for us, bro, like I tell people when they do their podcast, even when we told you, bro, we're trying to get to a level where, like, we all own our own shit.
Right.
So, like, I seen the clip with Noble. I don't know if you seen that clip with Noble the other day where he was on the other pod and he was talking about, like, people talking about your platforms.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's why I respected his response to the old boy. It's me, nigga. Because old boy was talking, he had said something and Noble said, I ain't like that. But he said, but then he came out and Noble was like, but you say you don't run them page. And Noble said, Museum TV is me.
Facts.
Yeah, because, like, I have admin, bro. But it's anything lit. Said about my platform is me. You talking about me,
facts,
bro.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And I was, and then a nigga was like, oh, I just feel like you got emotional. Yes, nigga. Talk about my shit. Yeah. Fuck you talking about?
Fuck
is you talking about?
Nah,
and,
I agree.
And also, it wasn't, I hate when you, the negative connotation behind you got emotional.
What you mean?
How am I supposed to feel? Now my response, how no one answered it, was super mature. He didn't raise it. He just keep it cool. Like, what do you mean, bro?
Yeah.
Like, you said something about my shit.
Yeah.
And I'm responding to you.
Yeah.
If you're taking it as I can't have a response to what you're saying, then why did you say something? Because if I said something about you, you're going to feel away, right? Bad, Nick, good or positive? Bad or good? The response is how you respond. Right. I'm not saying you got to be rah, rah, rah about it. How Noble responded is how Noble normally is anyways.
Right.
He kept character. Like, I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, bro, that's my shit, and I'm just standing on what I believe in.
I respected his response, too.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
I saw.
Shout out my brother Noble, man. Yeah,
just don't be telling me I'm getting emotional. I hate
that's
that shit.
Guy.
It's like a shot at a nigga.
Yeah, anger.
It's a shot at a nigga.
Anger's emotion, too. And it might come off as aggression or whatever the case may be. That's all. Yeah, you're right.
We always sound aggressive,
yeah,
though.
It is what it is.
Like, are you not a man?
Yeah.
No.
That's how I take it. If a nigga asks me, yo, I feel like you got emotional, are you not a man?
Right.
It's lit.
Because you're telling me your mom raised you. Nothing's wrong with that.
Whoa,
but that means you can't take a sterner voice.
What's wrong with moms raising?
Nothing.
Yo, Sam, you gotta chill.
Hold on,
you gotta chill.
I'm just keeping it up, bro. You can't take a nigga coming at you the same way.
That I was raised by a woman
The only reason you can take it, because you know what you have inside is a difference.
Pause.
Big difference. But a lot of dudes, they can't take a nigga like standing on his shit over and be like, hold up, I feel disrespected, but wait, you just came at me.
No, right. It's not even that, bro. It's more so like, yo, bro, we all get, I mean, it's corny to say, it's cliche, but niggas get triggered by niggas raising their voice at them, bro. Let's be realistic.
Come on.
That's really why niggas be mad at me, bro. When I do this and I yell into the mic, niggas be like, oh, niggas is raising their voice now.
Hey,
you ain't even in the room.
Yeah,
how you getting triggered by me raising my voice in the studio?
Like, yo, raising my voice is me being
that's crazy.
I'm giving you attention, right? Like, I'm here, bro. Like, whatever.
But it's the energy you projecting. Niggas take your energy and can take.
Pussy.
But look. Niggas could take energy in your text wrong, bro.
I'm not texting no nigga.
You text the group chat, and we used to take a wait.
That was show. Come on,
yo.
Nigga. I ain't texting no nigga.
I'm going crazy on you, bro.
I ain't texting no nigga.
Yo, that's crazy. Nigga want to seem like an unemotional being, nigga.
Nah,
like,
I never said that.
Come on,
very
bro.
Emotional. Come
right.
on, my nigga.
But like, show will pass his shit off as like he's not emotional, but that nigga, like,
I'll shake the
Yo,
whole
niggas
world.
Get upset, bro. Niggas get upset, bro. It is what it is,
world.
Man. Like, it is what it is. Niggas gonna get upset. You're gonna get triggered.
Yeah.
Like, it is what it is. And especially when we're doing this conversational shit every motherfucking week, my nigga.
Bro.
It is what it is,
yo,
bro.
I don't think people, I'm gonna say this as a pod. I don't think people who pod understand something. Yo, This is the place to get off all your passion, right, bro. You're here to entertain. How am I can turn on my temper and my rah-rah-rahness any given time, right, bro. Like, right. I'm normally not like this. I can do this off mic. I'm calm, chilling.
Right.
This comes on. Let's get active, nigga. Right. What's popping? Right.
And it's entertainment, my nigga. Like, this shit gotta be entertaining as well, my nigga.
I gotta give you something. This nigga's gonna play cool.
I hate the fuck. Like,
he's gonna play cool, so I gotta go the other way. Yo. He's gonna play cool.
Hold on, All right, so.
Do you know how many times I had to tell this nigga, yo, I'm gonna need a little more pizzazz, my nigga?
Hold on, Charlie. A little razzle dazzle.
Hold on, Charlie. Hold on.
Yo, get the Glock, nigga. Pull the shit out.
You're making me look crazy out here.
Somebody get this nigga a pistol. Like, goddamn. Scratch your head with it. You can just scratch your head with it real quick. Like, fuck
it.
That's what it is, though.
Oh, shit.
Show don't understand sometimes, like, because I get like this too, right? Sometimes we both can't be off the ledge, bro.
Right.
That's what we have Mikey for.
Right. No. But that's what I was gonna get into. Like when you went like the creativity question. That's what I was gonna get into because I feel I can relax sometimes now because Cash is just so off the walls.
Right.
So it's like I don't need to project that, my nigga, because I know he's gonna bring it. It's right. Lit. And then Gina's gonna disagree with us anyway. Right.
That works.
So then it's like I gotta anchor it in a way. I gotta also like really get my point across too without all the jokes, because Cash is gonna bring all the jokes, bro.
But you also gotta produce it for the listener,
yeah, right.
So niggas don't understand. Like, yo, I can give you mad personality too, bro, but I also gotta feed the listener because if we both act the same. I bring a certain.
I didn't say it was a negative thing.
I'm not saying it's negative.
This is what we are.
I'm just saying that in my mindset, that's what I'm playing when we record.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%.
When Mikey's here, we both could be off a wall because we know he's going to be like
that's
a fucking
right,
mouth.
Right.
We understand that.
Yeah.
But if it's just you and
I, we got to stay where we are.
You the married nigga.
It's lit.
Yeah. That's right.
You got to be rowdy. I'm the single nigga.
You gotta be rowdy. What the fuck does that mean, nigga?
Yo, the minute he said that, I know there's a shock coming in.
What the fuck does that mean,
this nigga? Really, yo.
He's like, y'all niggas don't. He's like, y'all niggas don't have no fun,
no
nigga.
No fun, nigga. I was like, yeah.
Yo, wow, nigga.
I was just waiting. I was like, all that.
You the married nigga.
Sassy ass nigga.
Yo, you a funny nigga, man. You a funny nigga, man.
The reason why I'm saying this is because, right?
Yeah, go ahead, nigga.
Because for them, right? Well, for him, he's married, right?
So am I.
When he can't get off at the crib,
wow.
Gets off here.
Wow.
Pause, my nigga. Pause, though. That's crazy, though.
Wow.
You gotta pause that.
Hey, listen.
Tell me,
if I get rowdy in the crib, all the kids get rowdy too. And then I'm gonna get in trouble for getting the whole house rowdy.
Right. Look.
This is how it go. Listen, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
If I come out my room and I sit in the living room and they all come into the living room, it's a tornado fucking storm of recklessness. Everybody's talking shit.
I can imagine.
All of that shit is going down.
Got three little yous running around.
To show they're gonna be like, all right, I'm getting overstimulated by you motherfuckers.
Overstimulated is crazy.
Y'all do it. So everybody shut the fuck up.
So now wait. Now when he comes in and he's rowdy. You get what I say? That's the married nigga.
But hold on. I get my energy off at work. I'm breaking drywall every day. Like I'm good, bro.
It's a Saturday. You don't work today.
You're right. I do have a lot of pent up. Yeah, you see my sister? You told me Charlie was coming. I was like, oh, say less. Let me eat a patty tonight.
Yeah.
Let me eat a patty so I don't go too crazy, nigga.
So wait, I got more questions for you, bro, right?
Yeah, 1,000.
Congratulations on you guys winning it 2 times in a row.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You know what I mean?
Like, y'all niggas got to stop trying to get that all the time.
Wait, time out. No.
Jermaine, man. What are you talking about?
This nigga be jumping my shit.
Nah, you jump my shit, nigga. Pause, nigga.
Yeah.
No, because look.
I'm not letting you get that shit off, nigga. I'm not letting you get that shit off.
Hold on.
We cut each other off all the time.
Hold on. I don't mind you cutting me off, bro.
What did you just say right now?
I'm just trying to make it consumer friendly because. We haven't seen each other
in
so long.
See how he plays around? This how you be talking to the shorties. I be getting tired of this nigga for trying to talk to me like that, nigga. I'm like, yo, bro, stop.
He said,
you can't manipulate me,
why are we
nigga.
So you know what I mean? Aggressive?
Because you got to understand, bro. When people are driving and listening to this shit, you want them to be able to cruise and listen.
Wake up, nigga.
You know what I mean?
It's going to be in the morning.
Yeah.
Wake the fuck up. It's
supposed to be active.
If you guys win the third time in a row, what you going to do?
As far as what?
What you gonna do?
I mean, that's a try. I mean, you got 3 rings, nigga.
What you gonna do?
Yeah. I want to join the committee. Be amazed. Like, three for the bean, I'm satisfied with that.
You know what? You're the first person I actually said that he want to be part of that shit.
Yeah.
That's actually smart.
Yeah, I want to join the committee, 100%. Man, because I feel like they're slowly getting it, but not really where it should be. You know what I mean? And we're actually speaking to artists every week.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, I will say this for your demo. I mean, you're speaking to your demo. If you're going to speak to the artists, and speak to all the artists. Switch it up.
I think
give yourself some. I think,
this point,
y'all locked in.
We don't really have to because there's so many different music podcasts now. Right.
Very true.
So the different demos could go where they need to go. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Very true.
You got all types of guys that are podcasting now when it comes to the music shit, but guys who are in music as well.
But how many of them are
time
good?
Time out. Let's take a quick break. I gotta change the battery real quick.
All right, change that.
All right, work. Cause I need to.
Yeah, we good. Like I said, I love when the potter's around. You gotta do too much work.
Word.
It's lit.
You gotta do too much, yo.
We back, Chuck. Go ahead.
Yeah. Ooh, quick little break.
I don't even remember where we was at.
You asked him a question. I forgot what the question was.
I mean, we could go to anything else.
What else you got going on, Charlie? What's up?
I mean, my question for him is like, how do you feel when people talk about y'all platform? Because, you know, there's a, with y'all demographic, niggas love the platform.
The music, put the music on it, bro.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Put the music on.
My bad. I know.
I was like, yo, he got
so used to it being a bad bitch now.
I was like, it's not so dead in here, my headphones. See what I mean? I need something. Yeah. There we go.
I feel like I don't really give a fuck unless niggas get disrespectful, bro.
Okay.
Because
I see y'all always responding to the comments.
I like responding to the comments. That shit's fun. I do that shit for like a solid like 2-3 hours, and then after that, I give up. That shit's mad work, my nigga. This just be flying, hey, nigga. I'll be like,
it help you with your trash talking.
Yeah, right? You know what I mean. And you know, Instagram, you gotta get creative because you can't even really just be like, you bitch ass nigga. Like, you can't, because you gotta like, you gotta keep it clean.
Niggas, bitch ass niggas, not creative to me. You gotta find like a witty way to respond.
Yeah, right. I called this nigga a high blood pressure nigga the other day. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you gotta find ways.
Like, don't you got sickle cell or something, nigga? Niggas is crazy.
So speaking of responses, like, y'all still got the issue with that Vaz nigga?
No, Vaz is good.
Okay, because I seen that y'all have.
You know, we
issue.
Still don't like his music. I'm not gonna lie.
That's never gonna change.
But
that's never gonna change.
But what I will tell you,
I respect the hustle.
And when he does like the Spanish shit, like with anything that's not English, I'll be alright with it.
Yeah, he's cool.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel that.
I'll be like, alright, bro, just leave the American shit alone. You know what I mean?
That shit alone.
You know, but he's the numbers don't lie, my nigga. He's doing his thing. So, like, I can't even, like, hate on the kid, like, when it comes
to
his hustle.
How do you feel, though, when somebody that's not from this country just comes in and just debos the game like that?
That doesn't bother me. It's not about from being from another country. I think it's just about representation and how that shit comes off to everybody else outside of here. Mm. They're like, oh, this is what Boston niggas is on? And I'm like, not really, right? You know what I mean? And it's like, I don't want somebody from, like, somewhere else to see millions of views and be like, yo, this is what Boston has to offer. And it's like,
I feel the same way. I'm not lying.
You know what I mean?
He's not lying, show.
Like, so like that's my only plight with it.
Okay.
But as far as him being a hustler and doing what he gotta do, bro, I can't say nothing about it.
I mean,
his
people support.
I think it's also a generational thing.
It's a generational thing. Yeah. I'm not talking about his people.
Okay.
People. No. Because
I have an issue with that sometimes, if you want to be real.
Oh, of course.
I got an issue with motherfuckers not getting lit with their own race, but they get lit with our race. Because, I don't give a fuck how y'all niggas feel about it. This is Patreon, nigga. I don't give a fuck.
Well, none. It's facts.
The reason why I get
bothered.
Turn
my mic up a little bit.
Your mic is low?
It's either my headphones or the mic, one or the other.
It's your mic, bro. Oh, yeah, headphones. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Keep going. All right, we good.
Good now?
Yeah.
So the reason why I say that is because, you know, it's the same way they do with, like, you know, Adam 22, bro. Right. Yeah, the nigga could talk about our shit, have the niggas on there about to kill each other, but then he can go back to the white shit.
100%. Right. He goes home to a very safe area.
Now dudes is playing games to smash shorty.
Nah, but that shit bothers me when I
like that, though. That's what's up.
He deserves that. That's a nice little play.
See, but it bothers me when I don't see none of the girls that look like him shaking ass in the videos, bro. It's black shorties. It's black shorties that don't really got nothing. They don't really know that he's using their likeness and shit.
Nah, he has another one called Plug Talk, where it's just nothing but white girls, bro. And they be bugging out. They have sex on it and everything.
When I see
really? Oh, that's insane.
On Vaz?
No.
Nigga said Vaz.
I'm talking about Vaz right now.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Adam 22.
No. Oh, let me tune in.
Adam 22's getting busy out here.
Nah, what I'm saying is...
Oh, with Vaz, Jay?
With Vaz... And certain artists and people, I get bothered that niggas use us to get hot.
I mean, that's usually how it goes.
You feel me?
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
But we also know with like the street shit and the hood niggas, like they just want the clout. They want to be seen. So he's using that. You know what I mean? That's cool.
Right. But that was the conversation that we had when he was on the show. I was just more like, are there any black people where you from? He's like, nah. And I'm like, right. So your only idea of black people is what you've seen on the screen in front of you. And then you came out here and you emulated this whole shit. And tried to act like it's your thing. It's not.
It's
like
lit.
So. Just
I'll say
just
this.
Acknowledge that at least.
I'll
like
say
if there's, I'm not telling you, yo, look, you drop another record, I'm gonna be ass. That's not what I'm saying. But it's like acknowledge what you're doing, my nigga.
Yeah.
Who let him in?
The niggas. But it's these pussy ass niggas that let him in, right?
I don't care.
Right?
I don't care who let him. I don't care because guess what? We let him in. At the end of the day, we can't say it's pussy ass niggas when we always go as a collective against other people. So I'm gonna say that when it comes,
and you're right,
it's us,
you're right. Because
so when somebody takes our shit, white boys are coming our game. Respect, shout out to Millie's great album. Horse Water is fire.
Shout out Millie, shout out my man Millie's
fire.
Shout out to Millie's, he got that number one.
Yeah, 1,000 on iTunes.
Shout out to you.
Shout out Millie's.
You know what I'm saying? So now, perfect, right? People come into our shit. They do a little bit of boom, 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 boom. We go, yo, we fuck with you, boom. That shit go crazy.
Yeah.
And then we get tight when they switch up and go to the other shit. Nigga, why would you be mad?
Is it that they switch up or is that
they
just
They got to where they need to get to with us because they know we propel everything.
True.
It's lit.
We're consumers.
Yeah, we propel everything. We make everything cool.
Yeah.
You got to get the cosign from the black culture to be cool.
You see what Joe Biden was trying to do?
You know what I mean?
Then you ain't black.
Every politician.
That nigga's cooked.
Why do you think?
That nigga was throwing chicken at niggas.
You ain't right.
Why do you think they always want the black vote?
Right.
Okay. So
I'm going to say, as much as we like to point the finger, we got to look at us as a people.
Yeah, put the mirror in your face.
Yo.
Okay.
It's on you.
So I got more questions then, right? Do you guys didn't get any flack for like supporting Millie's? Because we had got.
I don't give a fuck. My
from a very small percentage of people give us flack for it. And I don't really give a fuck.
It's just to have the conversation.
Oh, okay.
The nigga show be ready just to react, nigga.
Deuce Palooza over here, my nigga. Relax, my nigga. Like, yo, goddamn.
I'm trying to make it.
He knows how I feel about fuck all niggas' opinions.
But this is the dialogue.
No, we can still have him. Just say my shit.
I know. You just hyped, though.
I have Deuce in my system. My bad, bro.
I know. That's why they tripping. So my thing is like, do niggas give y'all flack for supporting Millie's? Because niggas had gave us flack. Like, we didn't really care about it, but we definitely responded.
But you know what happens, right?
Why did they get mad?
No. But this is what happens.
Yeah.
It's whispers.
Facts. Mm.
Niggas ain't gonna come out publicly and say what they really want to say about Millie's.
It's lit.
But niggas that I have great relationships to, and I'm not gonna throw nobody under the bus. But niggas that hit me and be like, yo.
That's just not it.
That nigga, you know, he got the same really melody outside on every record, my nigga. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So it's Chris Brown. Must be
blind.
Yeah. So it's Chris Brown.
There's always whispers, man.
Yep.
Look, I laugh it off. At the end of the day, the boy's doing his thing, man.
That's all I'm
like, what it's the fuck? And it's good music, bro.
And he's
sonically, it's excellent, bro. He's making it look good.
And it's him.
And he don't sound like the rest of these white rappers, bro.
At all,
like, you
bro.
Know what I mean?
I love that freestyle you took that. Shout out, homeboy.
Yeah.
I want no smoke, so I ain't saying nobody's name, but I caught that.
Yeah, bro.
That
so,
hard.
Like.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
So it's like.
I love that shit.
Now I'm all about the competition.
Yeah. 1,000%.
I like. So if you're going to go for dog, just go for him and see what happens, bro.
I love how he went
out. Like, you know what I mean?
In a regular freestyle, really took it back to the 90s. Yeah.
It's lit.
Like, but like these other, these other rappers from out here. If y'all really want to go at dog, go at him.
Go
see
at
what
him.
Happens, bro.
But you know,
be competitive. But understand what the competition is, though. He's not where you at no more.
Right.
Y'all took way too long.
Right.
So whatever you saying, you know how the game goes, man.
Let me ask y'all this. Is Millie's the biggest artist in mass right now?
No.
Who's the biggest artist in mass?
Joyner Lucas.
Always will be.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Bro, he can do. He can literally. Joyner can do literally whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Time out.
It's him and Bia.
Time out.
Go back and forth.
Time yes. Out. Okay. So Bia is the number two. But I wouldn't say they're at the same level.
How many?
I think Joyner can literally do whatever he wants. Industry wise, bro.
Industry. Okay.
He don't need niggas, bro.
No, he don't.
He can do whatever the fuck he wants to do,
well,
bro.
Also, that's because he has his own, you know, his right. own company and whatnot, right?
Yeah. Right.
But I'm talking about as far as influence.
Oh well, yeah. Then I mean, Bia definitely got
Bia's number one
because she's a woman. She got the women.
Time out.
She
got it.
Time out.
She got it.
Bia can sell out.
I don't know, buddy.
Don't
Hard Rock.
Yeah.
Where?
1000%. Hard Rock Cafe. Where? The Hard Rock?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I was at the Paradise, and they said it was sold out. I've been to sold out shows at the Paradise. Van Buren's.
So you chose Hard Rock. Hold on.
Van Buren.
because
Van Buren. Van Buren was packed to the brim.
Time out.
That's
time
a
out.
Different demo, though.
But time out. Time out. Demo. Time out.
But bro, numbers is numbers. So it's like, how was that sold out?
House
when
of Blues, right?
There was a lot House more walking room.
Time out. Time out. Time out.
House of Blues is tougher.
It's tough.
Didn't Millie sell a House of Blues?
Twice, right?
1000%.
You think Bia can sell
a House of Blues? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Because, and I also think the venue deciphers who's gonna come.
Yeah,
right.
Take the audience.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. So like, I feel like her going to the Hard Rock would get more people out because
The name itself
and the location, the allure, and all of that shit.
Yep.
So the Paradise, a lot of people ain't never been to the Paradise Rock Club.
Is fire,
which is crazy. I love that venue.
Love fire.
That's where I met Ghost. That's where I met Ray.
Yeah.
Like that's you know what I mean. So
that's where we did our first interview with Damani.
Yeah.
That's fire. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes,
so,
sir.
So that's what I mean. Like,
that's what
I feel like
that's what y'all next live show gotta be.
That'd be fire. That'd be fire.
You know, I'm gonna keep it real. Fire. When we do our next live show, I definitely want to have more podcasts here. Because my thing is like, you know how the artists always bring out other artists,
mm-hmm.
right?
For us, I feel like you know,
if openers.
No, it's not openers show. This nigga love taking shots. You talk about me.
As I do to niggas' faces, I be
having to let the nigga rock because he be having these one liners that be crazy, nigga. Like openers, open my shit, nigga. Pause.
But it's like, yo, if you get other podcast shows, right, you get to showcase other podcasts. That brings more 1,000%. People to your demo.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's a win-win for everybody.
And it's not like you know we can't do it. It's just that niggas got to get outside their egos.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the way our podcast was built, bro, was we always just sharing shit. Like, we didn't have no fucking horse in the race, bro. We just share niggas shit all the time.
Right.
Because it's like, it's easy to support.
Right.
So my thing is like, I'm always for the jokes, but like, I'm going to still support niggas.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, even when y'all niggas going through y'all shit, I'm still supporting niggas. Because I'm like, yo, y'all got your own personal shit.
Word. It took me to give this nigga a really good deal on a warranty for him to let it go, my nigga.
Shout out to Kia. Yo, I came the next
day. Yo, bleep that out, nigga. I don't want niggas to know where I was.
Yo, 1,000%. That's why I never said it. Before. I walked in that building, my nigga, this nigga walked through the door.
Yo, when he told me the story, I was so I was laughing in his face. I was like, did he make you call him daddy?
Oh man. Shorty's like, why you do all that for? I was like, Charlie works. She's like, you know women, they don't give a fuck.
What like, okay, what's your point, nigga?
She was like, you gonna get us a big good deal? I was like, he's like, you better go over there.
Better get that good deal, nigga. Fuck you, mean.
I got another question, right? Because how does your wife deal with your popularity? Because I know she sees the good shit.
And you funny nigga, man. You funny nigga, man.
That's why I've been letting her talk to you the whole time. Like, he's going to play with him.
Yo, because look. My thing is this. We know what our demo is. Like
1,000%.
It's 60% niggas, 40% women.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right? So.
It's lit.
I mean.
Right? I know that with us, with our pod, niggas be listening to the pod with their girl.
Right.
So I know they be wanting to hear the other perspectives from you. Like, we love all the bravado shit. We like acting like niggas. But, you know, the female and the male demographic like hearing how men deal with these situations.
So
with your shorty, I know she's happy about your accolades and happy you guys get the recognition and the artists and all that. But how does she feel like when she gets or when you guys get like backlash for anything? Like bullshit.
You know what I mean? Like, honestly, bro, she's like, this is what I expect from
she's
you.
She's with it.
She's like, y'all niggas is gonna say whatever the fuck y'all want to say anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh well, she just be asking me. She'd be like, is it safe?
Is it real?
Right.
Is it real?
And I'm like, yo, you're good. Don't worry about it, kid. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, real.
Is this safe?
Yeah, 1,000%.
And but nah, she allows me to, you know, go crazy. But I don't be going as crazy as show, nigga. Like, I be, I had to hit the nigga up the other day, nigga. Like, yo, you be going crazy.
I have fun. I like, gotta be me, bro.
I be like,
hey,
yo.
Hey, this is legit what she says to me. I'd rather them than me.
What do you mean?
I don't even.
As in that energy that I give off. She actually likes the calm version of me. She
don't okay. Need all of that. So when I said earlier,
if I don't get it all, somebody's gonna get it. All
right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So y'all fair get enough. You know what I'm saying? I come up calm. She's like, you good?
You got your shit off? Yeah.
Do you guys still treat your pod like therapy? Because in a sense, it is kind of therapy for niggas. Because niggas don't get
your shit off.
Niggas, the rappers don't get nobody that's listening to them.
Nah.
So, oh, absolutely.
Oh, my shit died. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, we good.
But in my terms of, like, for you guys having to learn how to, like, balance conversations, because we were speaking earlier about niggas not knowing how to talk on the microphone.
Right.
Right?
Niggas, what do you learn about artists? You've spoken to so many of them, bro.
Yo, like
what have you learned about, all right, when a dude walks in, you know how you're gonna attack a situation,
right?
So how you're gonna approach this, the conversation.
I see how they interact with the people that they come in with.
Okay,
And that kind of, deciphers how you're gonna attack the situation,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
How do their people like treat them? How do their people champion them?
Mm-hmm.
Who do their people think they are?
Mm.
And I also, I was telling Noble this the other day. I was like, yo, these rappers ain't our friends, my nigga.
No, they are not.
Like, right now, dog.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, y'all niggas, like, I was like, I don't give a fuck about, like, bro, I could count on one hand how many, like, real friends I have in this rap community, my nigga. Like, as far as artists themselves, my nigga. And I'm talking, like, niggas who I talk to all the time. I speak to Hunter Roncato at least once a week. Mm. Like, that's my bro for real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, them Feed the Family guys, those is my niggas for real. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's not too many niggas that I could really say that, like, dog, like, I could just call and just have a conversation.
Bro, this...
I was like, yo, Noble. You call me and check up on me. I call you and I check up on you. How many of these niggas you really think is gonna stop somebody from talking bad about you, nigga, when they in a room?
Facts.
I'm not gonna lie, bro.
That's why I told you I don't care, bro.
Rapport is big, bro.
Yeah.
And this podcast shit, bro, will help you see like some friendships really ain't friendship.
Right.
Nah.
Right. And it makes you have to make a tough decision to let niggas know, like, yo, bro, nah, I can't just let you come on the pod, my nigga, like, just cause I know you, bro.
Right.
Like, there's time and effort that goes into this shit. I got a cameraman. I got a space that I gotta make sure I set up at a certain time. You might not even show up on time.
Nigga, I done said no to friends. Like, real friends.
And that's okay. That should be hard.
So it's like, if you think I'm not gonna say no to you, nigga, and I don't really give a fuck about you.
And
what the fuck is he?
A lot of you artists, you don't talk. It's not like you don't talk.
You don't talk about nothing.
Nothing. Right. That makes me really wonder who your friends are, which I'll be talking about in y'all conversations. Like, there's no depth.
Right.
Nothing not to be serious, but at least make it make sense.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all.
Right.
You can't put two and two together, but you can fucking rhyme a rhyme crazy.
See, but that's why I love artists like Body Rock.
Yeah.
Because if you've ever hung out with Dog, you know he's really like that in real life.
Like
it's not no fake. Yeah. It's not no stage presence.
Shout out to Boy too. The movement is crazy.
Oh my God. Like he's going crazy. God.
He's in Canada now, right?
Yeah, moving, bro.
You know what I mean? Like that's really him.
Yeah.
Like it's not a facade. So when you see that, you're like, all right. I know I'm gonna have a fire episode.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's no
persona there.
Right, exactly. There's personality, there's bravado, there's all types of shit. You know what I mean?
Well, speaking of episodes, what's your most controversial episode?
Controversial?
I feel like it was that nigga that walked off on y'all.
I mean, that one, that shit, the crazy numbers, nigga. I ain't gonna lie, nigga. Those numbers is crazy.
He's like, yo, what about the niggas on over there that talked about you? Them niggas, I don't know them niggas.
I think that's a very... Yeah, I would say that was the most.
That was probably our most controversial.
That was the most controversial. Because it was just more like, we didn't have to do that.
But y'all wanted to.
We wanted to because it was just like, it's funny as fuck. You know what I mean? Like, we had
I didn't even know what was going on
like,
when I saw the reel.
Really?
Like, what the fuck is going on? Because I ain't going to front. I ain't listen to y'all niggas in a minute.
Yeah,
I
don't
listen to the Joe Budden pod. That's it. That's literally all
I'm saying. Podfather.
That's all I listen to.
That's real shit.
No disrespect. It's no disrespect.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? So when I see the reels, I was like, what's going on? Then I started seeing all the other clips. I was like, oh, damn. They got the whole report on this thing?
Yeah.
That's how I usually watch these episodes.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I go watching episodes based off of the clips.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's what Show and I had to learn also is that we had to get certain clips. It couldn't just be the clip that we liked.
Right.
We got to put a clip out that's going to entertain people to want to go and listen.
Right. Engage people.
people. Yeah. What was the hardest part about like learning the business side of like this podcast and shit?
Just understanding how people react to shit, man. Yeah. And not only that, but trying to get them to react when you need them to react. Facts. Right? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Because y'all will have like a fire clip, and I'll be,
like, yo, why? Like, why is this niggas not like? Oh, niggas is hating.
Right.
I'm like, bro, how am I liking it? And y'all niggas is standing there, right? Like, right.
Because we're always. Niggas
creative
ain't
first.
Right. Niggas ain't biased, bro.
Not even that. We are at the end of the day. At the end of the day, no matter what is going on, whatever, no matter what y'all see out there, we are still in the creative community.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
Correct. So support is 100%. Right. No matter what.
Right.
Me and this nigga could have been beefing for 6 years, but I would still like his shit.
Facts. Real shit.
You know what I'm saying? Because it don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It's just a mic, bro.
Facts.
If I see this nigga, I'm gonna laugh and say he's a bitch ass nigga and keep it moving.
I'm not gonna lie.
Right back at you, nigga.
Yeah,
hey.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not gonna lie. Right. Speaking of like the past shit, it's like I was so happy that I have brought Show and Mikey, right? Because I remember when you had reached out, it was just me at first. But I was like, head, I was like, I know how it's gonna look if I just go on there dolo. Especially when y'all had y'all own personal shit that I wasn't privy to, right?
Right.
But I love that it happened because now niggas can have this like.
Nah, that was a great conversation, though.
You need to have those tough conversations. Yeah. I told him, I was like, yo, bro, Charlie reached out to me. You know,
I said,
let's
go.
Come on the pod.
Yeah.
But I want y'all to come too because you know I know y'all have y'all shit, but I'd rather y'all get y'all shit off. In person,
right?
I love that. Bring me in front of the person,
but
please.
Not even that. Like, I'm always just the type of nigga where it's like we talk about loyalty and commitment. Like, I'm committed to this podcast,
facts,
shit, right? And I'm committed to the point where I'm gonna invest my time, money, and effort, right? But I'm also committed to our relationship,
right?
Even with building with you, I'm still committed to our relationship. So, like,
of course.
I'm always gonna be transparent with niggas. Like, yo, I'm going up there, but bro, I want niggas to come with me.
Real talk, though, that's the one of the funny things I always worried about when niggas talk about loyalty. They would say, well, if my man's ain't fucking with him, I ain't fucking hold on, my nigga. That's their relationship.
Facts. Right.
That's their relationship.
Right, 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 right.
I don't have a personal issue, especially if it's not nothing crazy.
When
deep.
It has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
And it's not that deep. Nobody died. Nobody got hurt. Like, you know what I mean?
No. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've always been like, yo, what kind of friendship do y'all actually have, though? You just blind loyalty. Where your mans is upset about something this nigga did, but it has nothing to do with you. You really aren't cool with the other nigga. You don't gotta try to like mesh hands and all the time, but you can be like, hey, listen, it ain't even that serious.
That's why I give it up, bro.
Like, yo, are y'all serious, bro?
And that's the thing about us that niggas, you know, don't get. Like, we ain't clicky.
Not at all.
We ain't clicky. Like, we fuck with you, we fuck with you.
Period.
Like, and if we fuck with you, we do. And if we don't, we don't.
And in this space, you kind of can't be clicky. Like, you know what I mean?
These niggas are clicky,
bro. You kind of have to you're gonna have your favorites. You're gonna have people that you're more comfortable
totally
with,
fine.
Right? Yes, but you really can't be. You know what I mean? And then you have your own personal like plights with people, and you got to stand on that too. Like, you know what I mean? Because it's like it is what it is. Like, sometimes I don't give a fuck, yo, bro. There's certain situations that I'm not gonna let go over some podcast shit, bro.
I feel you.
You know what I mean? And it had nothing to do with a podcast, but it's like, all right, well,
that was what it was between me and you. It wasn't on no podcast shit for me personally,
right?
Because I had to talk to you about, yo, I understand where everything is coming up, but you know how you would feel if it was your shorty.
That's because y'all married.
Fair enough.
That was all it was to me. I didn't care about what D-Mall said. D-Mall can say whatever he wants to say. That's fine.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's not a married man. He's allowed to just free willy-nilly.
Right.
But it was fine for you to let him say what he wanted to say. I wasn't expecting you to code to sit there silent, you know? I was like, yo, but my nigga, you could have not... I expect you to say anything or defend me or nothing like that. Just be like, you got to understand that nigga's married or something.
You expected him to tell him the perspective of a married
man? No, just at least, I don't know what I was expecting, but not to be silent in the fact of, you know how you would feel if somebody said this about your shorty. Because coming at the man is one thing, but now when you bring another a partner into something that they don't have nothing to do
with, you gotta admit,
it changes all that.
You got to admit, what he said was very... Like,
no, that's the perception that he wants to put out.
From the conversation, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't like a shot at you, shorty. It was just trying to understand your perspective on what you were saying.
No.
Right?
What he said was, you can't be slick with me. That's what I hate. Don't play stupid.
Okay,
in my
go
face.
Ahead. Go ahead.
I don't like when niggas
it ain't playing stupid.
I know, not you.
Yeah.
How he said it was real cool and nonchalant. And I understand, but I understand the play too. I ain't You know what I'm saying? I listen to this nigga all the time, and I've been around niggas like that. You know what I'm saying? Roxbury niggas ain't slick. They think they slick. I'm like, oh, okay. And that's when I gotta go, like, all right, you know what? You wanna go slick? Nah, I'm gonna break forward because you ain't playing with me.
Charlie, you know, you ain't playing you know, with me.
So
you
I understood both sides, yeah. But I definitely understand
yeah,
what you're
saying. That's all it was.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
and so. I can't let nobody try to paint no narrative about me. That ain't true because I stand on my character.
I get you that.
That's all it is.
I get you that.
So once a nigga attack my character and it's false, 1000% I can prove it, I can stand on it. Yeah, now it's on and popping.
See, for me though, it's
so that's all it was.
It's
nothing,
different
nothing
for me
else.
Nowadays. Like, I don't even respond to shit on the internet.
Oh,
because,
yeah, same here no more. That
because I know niggas in real life. Feel me? And for me, it's like, he hates that. I'd be like, this too cool. This is my personality, bro. Like,
but you know, another thing though, is also. There's certain niggas that live for the internet.
Yeah.
So now you got to expose them on the internet.
Yeah.
And that's what I used to prop. That's my
if,
problem.
If
back
that's
in the
your domain, I'm killing you on
that
the
was
internet.
My problem.
Like
though.
You know what
but
I'm saying?
But I take the gloves off. I bring out receipts.
He put out
mean?
Receipts and all that.
I bring out what your yeah. bitches, what your bitch said.
Yeah. Oh
your,
my shit.
Yeah.
You're and that's why. That's why I'm chilling. Yo, every time I gotta tell this nigga, nah, don't do that, bro. Let me do what I do. You
right,
can't
right,
do that.
Right, right.
That's too low.
Yo, bro,
that's too low.
I'd be ready to go there, Charlie.
Ready to chill.
Hey, man, fuck it. Sometimes you gotta. You gotta take the gloves off, man. Fuck it.
That's what I told him.
Warning shots.
I don't know.
Allow Sam to take warning shots because for him. He just wants to kill y'all niggas, but I know how it's going to affect what we do.
It shoot is. At the feet to get him to move, but not at the
mean?
Heart.
You know what I mean?
Because then you're going
to
kill him.
I try to kill niggas. I try to kill
niggas.
Yeah, right.
Because, like, chill.
Because right. For me, is right. Chill. For me, bro, what it is like, you know, niggas will see you on the internet and shit, but they never seen you in real life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? And niggas' energy online is totally different when niggas got to see you in person, especially right. when you be polite to niggas
right.
and respectful to
right,
niggas
right,
as
right.
men, but they don't know how to take that shit. Cause my thing I hate, he's seen it plenty of times,
right.
bro. Like, shout out to the nigga Alex. The nigga Alex was on our podcast, right? I know
which
he hosted for y'all.
Oh, Alex J. Yeah. Shout out my guy.
He did a great job too.
Yeah, shout out my guy.
Alex is cool, right? But the thing about what he had to learn, like when he did a podcast with us, I ain't got the insulin tag. Right? And we did an episode with him, right? And it was a good episode, but he couldn't take jokes.
He was on his ass.
He couldn't take jokes, bro.
He nigga had his knees out. We went crazy on him.
Right?
Sam had his knees out too, but we went.
I got scrapes on mine,
yeah.
though.
This nigga had real, like.
Oh, honest. But you know what I love about that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, right. So there's this one episode that I deleted, right?
Yo, I love
mad
it. Right? I love it.
Right? It was a rapper who couldn't take jokes about him not dropping enough music, right? And, like, I felt bamboozled. That's why I had to continue the jokes because it was like, he was so, like, his energy was so great that I was like, yeah, fuck it, bro. Come on the show.
Yeah.
And then like when we started looking into his shit, we're like, nigga, you have 7 minutes of music out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So now we're roasting the nigga the whole episode.
Oh, man.
His team didn't like that.
Oh, man.
Then these niggas, you know, we shouted out a rapper. We shouted out my man who's bagged right now.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't like that neither, because his mans that he brought, who I told him not even to bring, nigga, was felt the way about dog.
Oh, my God.
Right?
The unexpected guest.
So then I'm like, all right, I'm going to let him rock, my nigga, but understand that I have no questions for this man.
Facts.
All right? Because I told you not to bring nobody, right?
Yeah.
And you brought the nigga,
listen,
right?
Bro.
Whatever, cool. His management want to reach out to me like, yo, you shouting dog out and, you know, dog got, you know what I'm saying, situation with him and all of that. And I was like, all right, this is what I'm going to do for y'all. I'm going to delete everything.
Right.
Don't ever hit me up on some podcast shit again.
Ever.
Right?
Ever.
But I knew they would.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened this year?
Mm-hmm.
Same management team in my DMs. Yo, what's good? I didn't even respond. I just I purposely left it on scene, my nigga. And it's like you niggas don't understand. Like, we had zero intentions on stopping this shit.
Yeah.
So again, back to the influence conversation, mm-hmm. my nigga. You realize that when niggas start something and then we continue to do it,
mm-hmm.
way more consistent than your fucking frivolous ass.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? You kind of need us. Hey. Who's steering these narratives? Who's allowing people to tell these stories?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Facts.
So Niggas come on,
don't,
man.
Niggas don't respect your time and effort,
come
bro.
Come on, man. So you knowingly came on somebody's platform and you got mad about how niggas was making jokes and you gave us all the material to make the jokes about.
Oh, my God.
You got to laugh at just they're right there.
Come on, man. Yo, if y'all niggas, if I pull up here, nigga, y'all niggas start roasting me, nigga.
Oh,
like,
we gonna
yo.
Roast you. Oh, we're going to roast you, bro.
But we only going to roast
you. I just got to, you know what I mean?
But we tell every guest, bro, like, yo, we're going to be real with you. We're going to give you jokes, but we expect you to joke back.
Yeah. Facts.
Personal.
Man.
Because
facts.
Because if we allowed you to be here, bro, we feel you like you like family, bro. We're
facts.
Not, we're welcome not to our world. We're not trying to hurt you.
Yeah.
Come on, man. We want you to come back, bro.
You invite me into your space. Yeah, so that means that I should feel welcomed here.
Yeah. Hey, dog, of course you're welcome too.
So it's like
niggas are inviting.
Right. So it's like, bro, like what the fuck you thought? You thought it was a malicious attack on you and your character, my nigga? No.
It just lets you know, jokes. It lets you know what's really going on in that camp.
Right.
That means niggas ain't telling niggas the truth.
Facts.
That's all it means. That's it. Because there's no way we can walk around outside doing what we do and not be conscious of what we got going on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Every week we come on this microphone and like we don't know what we're going to say. Niggas, oh, do y'all plan? Nah, bro.
We just letting it fly.
Nothing. I just like, yeah. Whatever comes out. If I said something, my bad, bro. I was just bullshit.
We
like,
had.
You know what I mean? But if you want to discuss it, that's cool. You know what I mean? But this shit, that's why I always say, yo, I love the Pod Wars. Because artists aren't entertaining.
Yeah.
It ain't them that entertain.
Yeah.
It's us.
Really yeah.
us.
Yeah.
It's us, yo. Yeah. So when we walk outside, I don't really want y'all to know who I am, but I know who I am. Just give me a pound. Just do this. You don't have to come up to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't want to. That's not. No, yo.
One last question, right?
Yeah.
You think the podcast here need a network?
Yes and no. If you don't like somebody, it is what it is.
No, like a network.
Oh, a network. So, oh, I thought you meant so, do you feel like...
So what we tried to do before when the podcast was like starting out,
yeah.
Remember we used to have the IG chat?
We did.
Before Charlie had gotten it before, right?
Before he fucked it up. Yeah, yeah.
We started talking wild crazy. Like,
all right.
But like a podcast community, right?
Yeah.
Because what I want to start doing with other pods is like doing these podcast workshops, right? Because I feel like that'll help the podcast out here be better. Because you have to understand that. Go ahead.
I don't think it's necessary, bro.
You don't think so?
No. I think people need to understand that you can, because we could do this.
Yeah.
Yep.
See
yep.
this?
Yeah.
That reach one, teach one?
Yeah.
I feel like that's what we need more of.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
So that's why I love the string of, you know, guest hosts that we had, because it allowed us to do that for little hot seconds.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's how relationships get built,
right?
And then that's how people actually start really understanding each other and like perspectives and things of that nature.
Yeah,
the kumbaya shit. We don't need to do that shit, bro.
No, we don't.
Like we don't need to do it because
not the kumbaya. I mean, it's just more so like teaching each other how to be better, right?
Because, I think that
because that's what Joe Budden does. He'll have other podcasts come on.
That's all we need to do, though.
Yep, that's what I mean. This is what we're doing.
But sometimes you don't be want to invite certain pods, bro. You know that.
That's fine. You don't have to invite certain people.
But then, that's what I mean. So
you
like,
can choose.
So that's what I mean.
People that align with what your message already
okay.
is.
Right.
You
right.
know what I'm
right.
saying?
Yeah, right.
Like, so, there's a reason we have Charlie up here because he's aligned with what we normally do anyways. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So there was another podcast. When we had Bad for the Community on, right? We're like, all right, we're talking about real music podcasts.
Yes.
I was like, we the two. Like, we're the ones that really
yes,
got it, right?
Really are.
I'm giving these kids they flowers, my nigga. Like, and what's her face? The bitch with the wide face. What's her name? Naughty.
Okay.
Naughty from the Dallas. Dallas is shit.
Okay.
What's this shit called now? Get on High Street.
Okay. Yeah. I seen that shit.
The other chick that he had.
Oh. Okay.
Went crazy on him.
Right?
Shit. Yeah.
I ran into him at Dunkin'.
He's a producer.
I didn't even know who that was.
Incredible producer.
Shout out to you, though. Shout out to you. He was like, "Yo, you from his?" Oh shit! Because he was staring at me.
You thought he was a cop, right?
I was just like, "Yo, I'm getting my drink and shit." You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, "This white boy staring at me. I guess it is what it is."
Show's like, "Oh shit! Did I get indicted?"
Like, what's going on? He goes, "You from his lid?" I was like. Yeah, nigga. Like, oh, all right. What's up, bro? That's cool, dude. Cool, dude.
Show don't know how to deal with that shit yet.
Yeah, nah. So, don't walk up on me, bro.
So you got Dallas's joint. He brought Naughty on. I don't really know why, because I don't really think she's talented at all in any aspect of talent.
I respect
her. And she felt the way that I said what I said, and I was like, you see, again, back to influence.
Yes.
I gave you content, my nigga. Mm-hmm. You reposted my shit, and you're like, are you sure about that? Like, oh, we have a music podcast with artists. I don't know one song by you, Naughty.
So
right?
just so y'all know, just cause you sit behind this microphone here that we sit behind, we're good. The rest of y'all, you know, we kind of tolerate you because, you know, we have to. So that's what it is.
Show love his one liners.
So then
we gotta tolerate.
Nigga, I wish I had the gunshots right now, nigga. Like, the,
that's God, what y'all bring to the table.
My own soundboard.
I'm behind the paywall. I told you, honesty is key behind the paywall.
You're right.
You know, when you ask me why I don't watch pods, there's nothing for me to watch.
Facts.
There's nothing for me to watch.
Facts.
Y'all not entertaining. You're talking about the same shit. You want to do a round table? Want to talk to artists? Ask them about their music. Who gives a fuck, nigga?
You taking hell?
Chill out about the round table, yeah, my nigga. Chill out about the round table,
like, my nigga, bro.
Like, you gotta chill with the round table.
What more do you have to
like,
say?
The table's actually round.
Oh, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what y'all talking
you
about,
gotta
my
chill.
Nigga? It's the same shit, bro.
Okay, hold on.
All right, right?
So, yeah, go ahead.
She said, what she said, like, yo, yeah, you know, you ain't the only one, blah, say, blah. And I'm like, all right, well, I didn't want to do this. I said, I commented, I said, yo, Shorty, relax.
Relax.
This ain't what you really want.
It's because they read the comments.
This ain't what you really want. I had to say, I felt like that when I wrote it, right? I said, relax. I respect Dallas. Mm. Don't make me give you my real opinion.
Yeah, you got to chill.
Right.
You got to chill.
And she kept going. And then she kept going. And I told her that she was a talentless, weird looking bitch.
Oh,
and you know what I mean? I didn't say that, but now I'm saying it.
honestly, you know what I mean?
And Dallas felt the way about it. He's like, now you're coming on my platform. I said, get your lackeys, my boy.
Ooh.
Because this is what happens.
Ooh.
I said, I was like, yo. He's like, well, she's not my lackey. She's my co. She's your lackey.
Get your lackey, my boy.
You gave her a voice.
Hey, yo. Like, nah, fuck you, niggas. I gotta say that for that word.
Like,
you know what I mean? When niggas be like, yo, you beat my niggas. I'm like, hold up.
Nah, man. Nah, man, get your lackeys, because this is what... Because let's be real.
Uh-huh.
The only reason anybody would know that platform is because Dallas Rose is a great producer and a great engineer. That's it.
That's a fact.
No idea who that wide-faced bitch is or the high cholesterol nigga that he got sitting next to him, bro. Like, so come on, man. Hey, stop it.
Hey, gotta stand out. You got to make a name for yourself. Yeah. That's what he's saying.
All right, so... Because we going on an hour
and
a half.
Yeah, we were crazy.
Before we get out of here, Charlie, right?
Yeah.
Give me one piece of advice you would give niggas that want to come on your platform.
Make sure your music is in order, one.
Mm.
Make sure your image is in order. And make sure you're ready to talk, my nigga.
Yeah.
Like I think, you
Let
know.
Let your guard down.
I tell
bit.
People all the time, this is not a Q&A.
It's not. We're not doing
It's a
no,
conversation.
We're not writing down no pre-written
nothing.
Questions.
You know what I mean?
Nothing, Never. Yo.
Like, Never. If I ask you a question, I want you to expound on that.
Yes.
And I shouldn't have to tell you, elaborate on that. My nigga.
Oh, my God.
I hate doing that shit.
I love when like, other podcasters read what we
Yeah,
bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, we ever have to do nothing that we normally do.
Never.
Chilling, bro.
Yeah.
But I do got to ask you, Charlie. End of the year is coming. BMAs is coming and all
yes,
of that.
Sir.
You know what I'm saying? First and foremost, obviously, we are all on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and
sir.
Three times, he already asked you how you felt. I don't give a fuck about none of that. But what is your biggest takeaway? And initiated where you have.
It's just showing that it don't matter what the fuck you throw in front of me, nigga, we gonna keep going, bro.
No, that's a fact. That's a fact.
You know, like, bro, my father died on a Wednesday and I was podcasting on a Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Like, you know what I mean?
Condolences,
nigga,
bro.
I got a vasectomy, nigga, on a Friday. And was podcasting on Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Niggas
yes,
didn't
sir.
Know I had a whole fucking frozen pack of peas in my Bass. Sweatpants,
you
nigga.
You know what that is, though? That's commitment, bro.
Right.
Bro.
That's commitment. Yeah. And niggas don't understand that you that committed that you still gonna do that
Nothing
shit.
Nothing is standing in the way.
Yeah. Bro.
Nothing is standing in the way.
You know what I'm saying?
The they don't respect us as creators, but guess what? Doing this week in, week out, figuring out how to talk, what to say,
right.
how to make right, boom, boom,
right.
boom. The after end of production, this shit... Literally drains a nigga when he
Yo,
goes home.
Knowing when to end the conversation, that's a skill.
Hey, that's what I've been trying to do.
So end it, nigga.
I want y'all to get y'all closing remarks, nigga.
Oh, close. Nah, I'm
not trying to
well,
shut you off.
I'm gonna say this just so you know, hear it from me personally.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, my
Thank
guy.
You.
Yes,
appreciate
course,
you, man.
Proud
and likewise,
guy,
man. I love what you guys are doing, man. Your aesthetic. Has changed.
Nah, I appreciate you,
you guys have figured out another way to pivot your influence, man.
Yeah, man.
I love that. I love what y'all doing with the Patreon. I gotta like
bro, we piggyback off of that. We told you when we came to y'all pod, yo, we want you to talk to the artist, bro.
Right. Yeah. Right. We
liked it, but we weren't as invested.
Right.
As you are.
Right.
You
know what I mean? Right.
For you, you used to be an artist, so you understand like what people need to talk about and what is boring.
Right.
Right. For us, it was just like, all right, we have to figure out who's fire, who's not. Is this nigga a liar? Is this nigga a snitch?
Right.
Like,
all this street shit niggas don't know. I don't
want to
know.
So I'm like, it's too much. All niggas is liars.
Niggas be calling me, nigga.
I don't want to know.
I got consistent three street niggas who hit me up at least every week, nigga.
Informants, yo.
Nigga, somebody called me and I didn't feel like talking the other day. I was like, I know this nigga. I know what he's gonna hit me with.
Nah,
and I was like, I'm at the crib. I'm with the kids, the wife. I'm like, I don't really feel like
talk about that shit. Right
and
now.
Then he sends me three video clips.
Oh.
And I call him back. He's like, mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, nigga. I knew you was going to call me back on that, nigga.
Our influence, bro.
So I'm like, okay, all right. So, yeah, I get a lot of unwarranted information.
Mm-hmm.
But I be knowing. So you niggas better be careful, man. I be knowing mad shit about you niggas, man.
Show you know.
I know.
I sit here in the camera. I used to always be like, yo, y'all niggas watch your mouths.
Hey.
Pow pow, like Joe said, nigga.
Hey, pow pow.
Pow pow. My pow pow me a little harder.
Boy, what? Hey.
You gotta be careful, you feel me?
I got mad video on niggas, man.
Paperwork and all that shit.
You know what I mean?
Baby mamas, you know what I mean?
And Kateria got video and audio on y'all too, my nigga.
Hey, yo, thank
so
you.
Make sure. All you gangsters that went over to Exposed TV, she was recording your audio. Do what you want with that information, my nigga.
Man, Ring cameras are a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. Hey, shout. You know.
Appreciate you, Charlie, for coming through. CWTMU Radio.
It's lit.
We out of here.
Lay y'all, man.